G.O., the music guy. You know, just a few moments ago, I found out kind of a startling development. I must admit, about, 30 years ago, I was found on a doorstep as a baby, and for 30 years, I thought I was a bottle of homogenized milk. And I just found out a few moments ago that I'm not. So let me sit down over here, and we'll listen to something, and I'll see where I can go. Hey there, Georgie girl. Oh, don't get startled, it's only me. That was Nelson Riddle and the orchestra, and this is Gary Owens, music guy, from now until the entire end of the program. A little bit later, we'll be having another fantastically lugubrious session with Return the Paper Plate, and some more award-losing features that you probably will be waiting for, including some of the greatest sounds ever, such as this by Andy Williams.
Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clover hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, and you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. And think of things like far-off isles, to blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles, and in your hand a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every lovely view introduces you to the face I love.
face I love. A.W., as he's seldom called in radio circles. Andy Williams. Well, this is Music Guy, and I have several things that we may or may not be giving away. Let me see. Solid Sterling Hayden. And a gift certificate for a gift certificate. So stay tuned. You may be one of the lucky winners. Also, Jerry Cosgrove will be reporting in. The amazing thing about Jerry is that no one in the whole world can pronounce his last name. mainly me. I'm the main one. All right, let me get set up in my chair over here. So great. She's from Kansas City, Mo. She's from Kansas City, Mo. Thank you very much. Incidentally, do you know who said, tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Well, those famous words were written by Thomas Paine, the man whose pen gave courage to his fellow patriots during the American Revolution. Paine wrote the words at a time when the struggle for freedom was in a very dark hour. A time when extraordinary effort was needed in order to achieve liberty. The goals for which Paine and the other American patriots fought have been achieved, but they must be protected. The struggle against tyranny is never finished. As Americans, we must do our part in fighting the tyranny that exists today. So remember the words of Thomas Paine. They are indeed a part of your American heritage. Tyranny is not easily conquered. Well, let's see if we can conquer this sound over here. Esquivel has done so very neatly. Remember this? The St. Louis Blues. Thank you. St. Louis Blues. Remember that great old baseball team? Boy, they used to play some hot ones. Years gone by, I remember around the old hot stove league, when they used to throw me into an old hot stove. Boy, I'll never forget those old baseball days. Right, fans? Oh, well, I guess that was before your time. It's been one of those sort of take-it-easy type of programs. Here with Music Guy and G.O., but you just wait and find out, because Jerry Cosgrove will be in just a few moments from now. One of the great award-losing features, A Song Is Born, will be heard within the next 10 minutes, and then the always lugubrious Return the Paper Plates. So keep your dial right where it is, there on the floor.
Men with lofty aims strive for lofty goals. Others play at smaller games, being simpler souls. I am of the latter brand. All I want to do is to find a spot of land and live there. Can fill and will be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill.
One of my favorite memory floggers here on the Music Guy Show, Mel Torme, and the folk that live on the hill. There they are up there, looking through a telescope, and the telescope's looking back at them. Well, let's see if we can call in Jerry Cosgrove now. Come in, Jer.
Hi, this is Jerry Cosgrove, about to ask passers-by today's question, which is, what do you think of the present trends in women's fashion? Here comes a likely-looking gentleman. Sir, may I have your name, please?
Stick him up.
Huh?
Give me your watch.
And
your wallet.
And
I'll take that wire you're carrying there.
I got got the world on a string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my little finger. What a world, what a life. Oh, I'm in love. I got a song I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my crazy little finger, lucky me, lucky me, lucky me, lucky me, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Plaz, life is a wonderful thing. Boy, you gotta have a little zing. Now, if we had a ring-a-ding, man, we could really swing. I got the world on a string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. I got that string around my little finger. What a world, 'cause I'm in love. What a song, the stars above. What a world, 'cause I'm in love. Love, 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 love. I got the song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime, anytime, anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, 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 lucky me. Ha, 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 lucky me, yeah. Life is a wonderful thing. Oh, you gotta come up with that thing, Plaz. Man, if you could only find that thing, we could play ting-a-ling.
Got the world on a string. Oh, the string broke again. I'm sorry, Keeley. Keeley Smith from The Music Guy Show. And she has one of the great song stylings of all time. I'm just looking over some things in my mailbox here. There's a mouse. Here's a cheese sandwich. And here's a note. Pliny the Elder once wrote to a friend and said, quote, I have not time to write you a short letter, therefore I send you a long one. Obviously the Groucho Marx of the Roman Empire. And here's another note, and I don't know who sent this along. The strokes used in paddling a canoe are the J, the pushover, the sweep, the bow, the rudder, and silent. Did you realize that? How long has it been since you really paddled a canoe? Here's another fact. Did you realize the Indians gave a state outright to one man? Well, they did. It was Rhode Island, Roger Williams. The missionary, and not the piano player from Encino, California, won the friendship and the respect of the Narragansetts, and the island was a gift. That's kind of interesting. We have some more things, and I'll find them and pass them along to you. I know you're anxiously awaiting all of these.
Thank you.
Wanderley and the trio in Shaganza, here in the lavish Gary Owens room of the Music Guy department. In a moment, we'll hear from Matt Monroe. Do you know who said, truth will ultimately prevail where pains are taken to bring it to light? Well, the man who said those words was George Washington, the first president of the United States. Washington fully realized that the search for truth was an important part of the democratic process. He also realized that truth could be discovered only if the path leading to it was not obstructed. An atmosphere of lies and half-truths is an atmosphere which leads to more lies and half-truths. Real truth is never found in such an environment. The American tradition has been one which encourages the search for truth by allowing free thought and expression. As Americans, we must maintain this tradition. So remember the words of George Washington. They are part of your American heritage. Truth will prevail if we search for it actively.
Here's to my lady. Here's a toast to my lady, and all that my lady means to me. Like a hearth in the winter, a breeze in the summer, a spring to remember is she. Though the years may grow colder as people grow older, it's shoulder to shoulder. Sunshine or shady, here's my love to my lady, and I pray may she always love me. Though the years may grow colder, it's shoulder to shoulder we'll be. But be it sunshine or shady, here's my love to my lady. I pray may she always love.
To my lady. Thank you, Mattman. Matt Monroe. Well, it won't be long before we'll delve into our Return the Paper Plates file. Find out where we're located today. I was rummaging through my rummage over here, and I came up with some more fantastic things. How many times have you heard the old saw, it's like buying a pig in a poke? Well, according to my friend, the pig poke expert, what it means is simply this: to conclude a bargain without foreknowledge of the outcome. Apparently, it was a common custom to bring your pigs to market in a poke or a bag, and no one could predict with much assurance the future poundage of said pig. I remember a cartoon a few years ago, many years ago, my favorite cartoon about pigs of all time. The first one has a lettering balloon. It says, "My, it's a very warm day, you must realize. I never sausage a situation." And the second pig says, "Yeah, me too. I'm nearly bacon." Well, I thought it was funny anyway. Of course, I was only 4 years old at the time I read the cartoon, which may have something to do with the situation.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books.
there's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do. And everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are handlock holds, I've mastered a few. And everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. You for me, me for you. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two. And everything I've got belongs to you.
Carr. That's one of the few songs that we've commented on many times that is a put-down song. There are something like 160 to 170 songs written, all called I Love You, and not one I Hate You. But this is one of the few that I can recall that really puts you down. Everything I've got, that's what you got. Thank you very much, Vicky. You're very lovely.
Now, a song is born. You know, Fred, you sure got a great wife. Where'd you find a great girl like her anyway?
Oh, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Really?
Yeah, just one of those crazy things. A trip to the moon on gossamer wings.
Well, I'll be dying.
Just one of those things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, Dale, I sure like the sandwiches they have in this place.
Fred, say that again.
What's that?
What you just said.
I said I sure like the sandwiches they have in this place.
Wow. Listen to this. I sure like the sandwiches they have in this place, especially the kind with the open face. I sure like the sandwiches they have here. I bet they go good with a glass of beer. Come catch
well, waitress, waitress, a pencil and paper, please. Waitress!
You've been listening to A Song Is Born, the truth behind the Ernesto Barr composition, I Sure Like the Sandwiches.
Thank you.
Those are the driving sounds of Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, Day Tripper. This is the Music Guy Show with G.O. Gary Owens. And if we scurry along, we have time for this great sound from Tony Hatch. And I didn't know what time it was. Didn't know what time it was again. Tony Hatch and the Band of Renach here from the Music Guy Show with G.O. In a few minutes, Paper Plates will return. A listener wanted to know... Well, what did he want to know? I've got it around here. Oh, yes, about Gotham City. Well, Batman lives in Gotham City, but do you know who used the term Gotham first for New York? It was Washington Irving, that's who it was. And he referred to Manhattan as Gotham after the town in England, whose inhabitants at that time were notorious for foolishness and affectations back many, many years ago. And that's how it came about. And also, do you know who said, 'tis folly to grind the fams nor glimpse the dren? I did, just now.
Well, she really ran to get her frying pan when she saw me coming. Gotta get me a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Old Susanna's in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. I gotta get a taste before it goes to waste. This sunny bee's humming. Mr. Weepin' Willow, I'm through with all of my faults, 'cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. Kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gotta get a taste before it goes away for the sunny bees humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all of my faults, 'cause my baby's ready to do. Yes, she's up and ready to do. 'Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new.
From from the prolific pens of George and Ira Gravy, here on the Music Guy Show, that's the Gravy Waltz with Frankie Randall. Time now for another... Excuse me, I have a thing in my mouth here. Time again for another lugubrious episode of Return the Paper Plates.
Remember last time, Carl Morgan bruised his foot and was thrown out of the motion picture industry forever. It is now that same night, and Carl has just sobbed out his story to his girlfriend, starlet Julia Fairholm, in her Malibu Beach home. Let's listen.
More coffee, Carl?
Julia, you don't seem to understand. I'm washed up in show business. What am I going to do?
Well, Carl, do you remember the movie A Star Is Born with either Frederick March or James Mason, depending on how old you are?
Yes, Julia.
Well, what happened in that movie was that either Frederick March or James Mason, depending on how old you are, walked into the ocean when they were kicked out of show business.
You mean...
That's right, Carl. Right through that door over there. The beach is to your left, and the Pacific Ocean is just beyond that.
Goodbye, Julia, my darling. My dearest, my only beloved.
Yeah. See you around, Carl.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we hear Carl say...
Well, I just passed Catalina Island. Guess the next stop is Hawaii.
Forgetting the words, and it's a terrible time, but we're going to have to sneak away because our time has been relegated to the limbo of all forgotten things. I found that written on my sleeve when I came in today. I had left my sleeve here yesterday.
I left work?
Well, incidentally, in today's Music Guy Gary Owens program, the part of Britt Reed was played by the Green Hornet, Freddie Freeman by Captain Marvel Jr., Mrs. Freddie Freeman as Mrs. Captain Marvel Jr. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.